Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Devin Feely with an update on today's storm. Both southbound and northbound lanes of Highway 101 are closed in South San Francisco due to major flooding that is estimated to reopen around 5 o'clock, according to the CHP. Drivers can take Highway 280 as an alternate in the meantime. Bad news for people hoping to visit national parks this weekend. Golden Gate Recreational Area has closed a number of sites today due to the storm. Both Alcatraz Island and Fort Point National Historic Site are also closed due to flooding. Park officials say they are responding to downed trees at many of their Marin County sites. Officials are asking people to avoid the parks and stay home. No word yet on what this means for New Year's swim to Alcatraz. San Mateo County says they have run out of sandbags at their distribution site. San Mateo police are asking people to stay off the roads and stay home during the storm. Police say that if you must...
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed.
Fall on my knees and rise.
Hi, this is Vicki Parnell, and I have come to share another dream. I know this is several together, but most nights I do dream, but many of them have been personally for myself or things that the Lord has not allowed me to share. I had this dream twice. I had it at 4:19 a.m. and again at 6:14 a.m. Today is 1:18:23. And the name of this dream is, that the Lord gave me, was the Vladimir Putin dream. Before we start, I'm asking you to pray with me and let the Holy Spirit speak to you one way or the other. I'm just going to present it and ask the Lord to send it forth and to give the people ears to hear, eyes to see the truth, and a heart softened to receive whatever the Holy Spirit wants to say. In Jesus' name. Father God, I come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I have laid this dream before you, Lord. I prayed after I received it this morning at 4:19. If this was not from you, to take it away. And if it was from you, to please let me receive it again in your name. Because your word says in John 14:26 that the Holy Spirit will bring all things to our remembrance that you speak. And also in 2 Corinthians 13:1, out of the mouth of one or two, of two or more witnesses. But it used to say, out of the mouth of two or more, a word, a matter, a thing is established. So, Father, I have laid this before you. I present it to you. I ask, Holy Spirit, you lead my words. You anoint me. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, if I speak a word that's not of you, not sent from you, you shut me down, God. I will not speak up here, stand here knowingly, and speak anything that you have not told me, that you have not given me. Because I understand the penalty and the cost for leading others to hell, to leading others astray. I understand the warnings in Ezekiel 3 and in Ezekiel 18. I understand them, Lord. So, Father, you have called me to warn, and I will warn. I am your daughter, nothing more, nothing less. But Lord, you have also told me to pray over each video, each word that goes forth, each thing I speak and say, each movement I make. And I do so now, and I plead your blood over this word that it go forth. I plead, I petition, I ask for a blood covering, a hedge to be put around it and around me and my family and this ministry. And to every person that hears this and receives it in you, in your name, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I pray that every plot, gin, snare, device, arrow, gizmo, gadget, machine, computer that's trying to be used against this ministry or me, that it be crushed and canceled in the name of Jesus. Every magical spell, incantation, amulet, everything magical, everything supernatural that's not of you, God, I bind it and I call it as no effect because I am a child of God covered in the blood of Jesus. I stand in the power and the might of the name of Jesus, and these things cannot attach or harm me unless I align with them, and I refuse to do so in Jesus' name. Father, you have led me to pray over everything before taking it into my home. Everything that comes into my hands, I pray over, and I shall continue to do so. Not just food and drink, every single thing. So, Father God, every technological device, gizmo, gadget, weapon, tronicle, every atmospherical, every biological, every chemical, every natural, physical, every binary code, anything that is sent toward me and this ministry and the sites, Lord, Father God, that you have called yours, I cancel and crush it in the name of Jesus. Every assignment by voice, every assignment by text, every verbal command, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Because you said we can speak life and death. And Isaiah 54:17 not only says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but it also says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every mouth that rises against you in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage. This is our heritage and the righteousness of the saints through you, Lord. So through this power, through this word, among others, I stand and I cancel these judgments, these words and curses of death. I cancel them in the name of Jesus. And I speak life instead of death. And Lord, if I've even spoken anything negative and wrong in my life, I cancel that out right now. Ask you to forgive me. And speak life in place of it in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, I ask you, take this word wherever it needs to go, north, south, east, west, four corners of the wind, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And every demonic force, every entity, every spirit behind those that would attack, and the demons themselves and the spirits themselves, I bind you in the name of Jesus, standing on Matthew 18:18. Luke 19 says, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you or harm you. And Lord, I stand on that. So Father, in the name of Jesus, standing on Jude 1, where it talks about we can take the everlasting chains, you speak of everlasting chains, I bind these with everlasting chains dipped in the blood of Jesus. I arrest you, I hold you there in Jesus' name. I also loose you in any place you have inserted your claws, your teeth, your darts, your arrows into this ministry or any area of my life and these people. I loose you and I bind you further in these chains. And now I take my holy pike, my word of God, the sword of the Spirit, and I ask you, Lord, form it in a pike, and I take and I spear you from the groin to your head. I take my holy sword of God dipped in blood, and I rip you open from navel to head in Jesus' name, because you have come to kill, steal, and destroy, and this is war. And in the name of Jesus, I now take my sword of the Spirit, and I chop your head off, because he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. In one place, and I cannot recall exactly where it is, Lord, you said that we could crush the heads of our enemy. So, Lord, I am doing this literally in the Spirit in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, I take, Father, every piece that is left of these demonic entities, and I cast them upon every throne Satan has, from past to present to future, in Jesus' name, and be forever bound to the day of judgment. Oh, and yes, when you will forever hear the name of Jesus repeatedly spoken by me, and it will reverberate through you and cause you to convulse and be in terror to the day and torment as you do these people of God, as you try to do to us, you shall be in torment till the day of that judgment in Jesus' name. Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In all things, amen. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With that being said, before we start, I do need to, Lord, just brought something to my mind. I have had an overwhelming amount of people wanting to talk to me about the 5G weapons and things. If the Lord leads, I will speak a little after this, just on what I know. But if not, I am praying about how to address this. So everyone that's contacted me, even though I haven't responded to everybody, I am praying about what to do. All right. This is a dream. I dreamed it again today, 1/18/23 at 4:19 a.m. and 6:14 a.m. I dreamed of an area I was located in was as if it had been ravaged by the horrors of war. Excuse me. At one time, I felt this was a beautiful place. I'm staring outside a window, and I'm looking at the vast destruction of what used to be a beautiful city. I knew going into this dream that I am here to somehow help the people being ravaged by war. And in this dream, I'm also as I am in reality. I am myself. My eyes are filled with tears at all I am seeing as I am praying softly but fervently to my lovely Jesus. Although I knew upon entering this dream that I had volunteered to come to aid and pray with these people and tell them about my lovely Jesus, I also knew, as in reality, I was known for the dreams and visions, the words my lovely Jesus speaks often through me. I had arrived under the cover of the night with some other trusted people, and we had been here for a few days. Excuse me. I knew it is a dangerous place to be, but we trusted Jesus to protect us. He will not send us where he cannot keep us, and if it should be my time to die, then I finally get what my heart so desperately longs for, to be with my lovely, lovely Jesus. I hear people talking behind me. They're not speaking in English, but a language foreign to me. I turn quickly to see who had entered the room. Two people have entered the room, one a lady of about 36 in age, I feel, and her daughter of about 13 years in age. They have been talking to one another as they entered. They are mother and daughter. The mother begins speaking to me in an accented English. "Vicky," she said, and then continued, "the Russian forces are getting close. We need to prepare to evacuate to the next cities over." "Yes," I replied. "How can I help?" "Come with me. You can help me gather the medical supplies along with Erana." The teenage girl smiled at the mention of her name and starts heading to the doorway and says, "This is good. That would be good, Mama." I start heading to the doorway when the scene changes. I found myself in a Jeep, and we are traveling. I am in one of the back seats accompanied by another woman next to me on my left and two men in the front. The woman holds a large gun in her hand, and I know that so does the man in front of me in the passenger front seat. The driver is speaking, and his English is quite good. He is speaking to me directly. "Rumors are spreading that Putin knows you are here on the border of Russia and Ukraine. He has for a long time sought the church publicly for his leading, but in the dark he has contacted what he calls mystics. Mystics, psychics, and the darker realms of the world of magical arts to gain advantage over his enemies. Most have failed, it appears. Then why does he, knowing I'm here, hold any interest to him?" I asked. "Those people deal with demons and Satan. I serve Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, Jehovah. He is my Savior and God, not Satan." "Ah," the man said, "you do not fully yet understand. It is said that Putin has for many years his people spanning the world by internet, searching for the prophetic words, dreams, and visions that have been coming forth. They analyze them and determine who has been accurate and who has not. Understand this, Vicky. Putin is no fool. Excuse me. He is intelligent and brilliant in many ways. He also understands our God is a God of great mercy and love. But our weaknesses, he calls them. But also studying the Holy Bible, he understands the moving of times and dates can be possible in the prophetic. What he examines is the physical materialization of what has been spoken and then what has occurred." I replied, "Okay, I understand this. But what does it have to do with me?" "You do not fully understand yet, Vicky. He seeks to have you brought to him, where he will seek for you to pray to your God in heaven for a word for him on how to proceed in the war." "But that's not how it works," I exclaimed. "I seek God in prayer, love him, study his word, fast, worship, spend as much time with him, even as life goes on around me. And then if he has a dream, a word, a vision he wants to share, then he knows I am available for whatever he wants. I am his. He is mine." The driver was silent for a moment as if in thought, but then spoke again. "But Putin doesn't understand this." The conversation ended, and I began to pray silently to myself and asking my lovely Jesus about all that I had just learned. "Jesus, is this right? Does Putin call on the forces of hell through rituals and magic to lead him in this war? And if so, why would he want one of your children to seek from you this information?" I hear my lovely Jesus' sweet voice respond. It is because, little daughter, the others have failed to predict accurately what he desires to know. I am all-knowing, not Satan or his people. I sit on a throne in heaven, not Satan. He has been cast down out of heaven. So then why truly does he want me or another of your children to pray and seek you for information that could help him? I mean, I'm praying already for him to be saved by you. Listen now, my little daughter, and I shall reveal to you with understanding of what you are asking. Excuse me. Thank you for the coffee. Vladimir Putin knows well the spiritual realm. Do not be deceived into believing otherwise. He, as others in the elite higher ranks, run by the secret hidden society of your world, and the fallen ones, the angels that fell from my heavens when cast out. Putin knows that Lucifer Satan is very powerful in the world of men, except for those who are truly mine. He has witnessed this for himself, but also knows the ultimate rule comes from heaven, even though he does not serve me. Jesus, my love, why, if he knows all this, would he not choose to serve you? Because, little daughter of mine, he loves the power Satan, his father, has bestowed upon him. Oh, that makes sense. But in the end, Jesus, Satan will betray him, would he not? Won't he? I ask, yes, daughter, he will. Wait, I exclaimed, in my mind. You said he knew heaven contained the ultimate power, but still served Satan. How did he come about this knowledge? Was it taught to him? Did he make a conscious choice to deny you, Jesus? I ask again, trying to understand, if you knew God was all-powerful, then why would you choose Satan, the lesser power? Oh, little daughter of mine, hear what I say. Vladimir Putin is a prince among men. He is of Nephilim blood. He is not a pure-blooded Nephilim, but one of his true grandparents was the offspring of a fallen one. A Nephilim descendant he is. He has been taught the history in heaven, the war that raged, and the fall of his fallen angels' ancestors. Through this, he knows heaven shall forever fully rule and reign. But to Vladimir Putin, a kingdom ruled in love is a kingdom of weakness, especially when you could smite your enemies with one small move of your hands. Putin is evil, daughter. I have told you this before. I say this because his heart is evil. No matter what the outside actions may be, I see each and every heart and its true nature. I see each and every heart and its true nature and intent. Jesus said this softly to me. Jesus, many people today say he's not really evil. They say, for example, if war happens between our nations, it is because we have provoked him. We are poking the bear. But Lord Jesus, my love, I remember a dream you gave me about Kazakhstan, in which we, the U.S. and other countries, came into the country secretly to fight. Russia had also sent troops to aid Kazakhstan. What I'm trying to say is you revealed to me that our nation of America and others would do all they could to keep Ukraine from being taken over by Russia, because whoever controls the Ukraine would have, if I'm remembering correctly, a large amount of wealth, including gold enough to run at least 2 wars, access to a majority of uranium, but also there's information inside the underground secret vault to topple governments. So my understanding is we already have our troops fighting here, as we did in Kazakhstan, and you revealed this to me months ago. Jesus, Putin knew we would defend in secret the Ukraine. He was counting on it. You have told me he would plot and scheme to have the eye of the world behold him as defender and not aggressive attacker, so that more countries would align with him when he makes his real pre-planned attack, which will be against America. Is this what's still going on, my love? You have learned well, my little warrior daughter. And yes, you must never forget all these attacks and wars have been laid out and pre-planned by the fallen ones and your elite hidden society who have been secretly ruling your world for hundreds of your years and longer. Satan has laid out his plan. Each leader, each ruler knows their parts to play well. It is only when my people have united together and prayed that your enemies suffered setbacks, he replied to me. Daughter, but now your world has entered the end-time days of tribulation. My children's prayers can still have an effect on the coming things, but these end times will not be paused or stopped. The tribulation countdown clock has already started, and Father says it shall run until the remaining existing grains of the sands of time are fully played out. You can pray for the severity of all that's coming to be lessened. Pray for those who will find themselves left behind for failure of keeping their garments spotless and clean through me. Pray for more opportunities for salvation to be offered to the lost, all the lost. My children need to know and be reminded, your prayers, when prayed in my name Jesus, is a powerful and effective weapon against the kingdom of darkness that's ruled by Satan. So daughter, Putin's knowledge of all these things is why he would choose a direct word from one of my true children, over 1,000 of his mystics, druids, and those performing the dark arts of magic. Jesus, that's tragic. Can he be saved? Daughter, he is not a full-blooded Nephilim. He is more human than of them. He is still savable. Has he blasphemed the Holy Spirit, I ask? Little daughter, if Putin had done so, his soul would be no longer redeemable. Jesus said quietly to my heart. Then I shall continue to pray for him, I said softly, and begin to pray. My eyes looked out across the devastated land and cities, streets, so much devastation, so much destruction. I began praying more fervently and began slowly coming out of this dream. As I came fully awake, I heard myself ask this question out loud. Why would someone choose a mystic over a God of so much tender love and mercy? And that was the end of the dream. Here are the verses. And the name of the dream that I had was called the U.S., Russia, Kazakhstan on the eve of it all dream, 1-7-22, at 10:01 a.m. And that would be on the Rumble site, which Lord willing will post a link to Rumble on this under this. Here are the verses. Isaiah 44:24-25. Isaiah 45:6-7, John 44:4, 1 Kings 8:39, Psalms 7:9, Colossians 1:16-17, Matthew 24:6, Genesis 6:1-6, 2 Peter 2:4-9, Jude 1:6-7. Revelation 12:7-9, Jeremiah 17:9-10, Mark 9:35, Mark 16:15-16, 1 Corinthians 2:14, Jeremiah 29:13, Proverbs 11:30, Micah 2:1-4, John 8:44, Matthew 10:26, Mark 4:22, Psalms 9:15. So I pray that you would take this to the Lord, lay it before him. Don't take my word for it. He has ways that he can speak to each person separately, differently. He knows what it takes for each person, how to speak to each person, because we're all created differently. We're uniquely different, but created the same. We're made in his image, and God is so many layers, so many faceted layers. He's amazing, amazing. All right, before I end this, I do want to invite you, if you do not know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, please invite him into your heart. He will walk with you. I'm not saying things will be easier, but I'm saying you will never walk alone. And you will know peace and love like you've never known before. And if you are a child of God and you are not in that peace, then you need to refocus on the Lord. You need to check your life and see. And you will find more than likely you are not spending the time in his presence like you know to do. So again, if you don't know him, I ask you to repeat this simple prayer. And that's all it takes. Unto confession. By your mouth. Make confession by your mouth. Say, Father God, in Jesus' name, forgive me of my sins. I am a sinner. Let me clean Jesus by your blood and make me new. I confess you as my Lord and Savior, and that you came to this earth as a baby by a virgin birth, and that you rose again after you gave your life for me. And through this, I am now redeemed by your blood. I accept you, Jesus, and I proclaim to the world, you are my Savior. And I do this again in Jesus' name. And it's that simple. It's that simple. And as I say before, some people, they will feel an immediate joy cleansing, and some people nothing. But it still does not mean that word is ineffective in that prayer. What you just prayed is life-changing. Now walk in it. All right, and just a brief word. There's been so many people that have been contacting me about what I said about the 5G tower, the signals and weapons. And it's easy to look up the symptoms and things on the internet, 5G and higher, the frequencies, the sound waves, the signals, the radio waves, it's all through that. But what I will share with you, again, the Lord said to pray for me and some of my friends to pray against technological weapons and devices, and I put gizmo and gadgets, electronical, atmospherical, because they run in the atmosphere, and Satan is the prince of the air. He is the prince, not the king, but the prince of the air. So you bind all those two, you come against them in Jesus' name, you pray against them as the Holy Spirit leads. Come against the natural, which is the physical realm, the physical enemies, and the spiritual, the demonic. And the Lord has had me in biological and chemical and binary, because the AI, which runs a lot of this, is, he speaks through binary code and other things. But the other thing I will add, I have noticed for myself, because I asked the Lord to remove it, and he said, no, it's what you understand. I can notice when they try to direct something at me, a change of pressure in my ears. Some people have ringing in their ears too. And so when I feel a slight bit of adjustment of pressure, I know that they're trying to use something against me. It will not prosper in Jesus' name. I understand. I recognize what it is now. And so when I feel any kind of fluctuation in pressure in my ears, I'm...
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Sounds clear, beautiful. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, my brothers and sisters. Welcome, Brian, Regina, Alara. God bless you, brothers and sisters, everyone who's in the Lord's Hour, everyone who's listening, everyone who's in the air, everyone who's in the website, everywhere. May God bless you. May God bless you abundantly. May God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, hallelujah. We repent from all type and kind of a sin that we have committed against you since the day that we were born until now, in the last very second of the rapture. Hallelujah. We repent, Jesus, from all type and kind of a sin that we have committed against you, my Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Cleanse us, Jesus, from all unrighteousness and keep us clean, my Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the living God. Praise the living God. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Holy Spirit. Welcome, welcome, Holy Spirit, to this place. Welcome, welcome, Holy Spirit, to this place. Welcome, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being here. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, for being here. I praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, they charge of my protection. Cover me with your holy and mighty blood, Lord Jesus. Protect my family. Protect everyone who's listening in the Lord's hour. My God, cover us with your mighty blood. My brothers and sisters, my brothers and sisters, earth is infected with so many demons. The Lord was letting me know. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come down with fire and power on this place, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power all over this place. Fire and power all over this place. Burn them up. Burn them up, burn them up, burn them up. Exterminate every demon, every principality, every small, medium, large, all type and kind of demons now are destroyed by the name of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Burn them up. Burn them up, Holy Spirit. Exterminate them all. Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power. Fire and power. Fire and power. All over this place. All over America. All over earth. All over the universe. Hallelujah. Fire, 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 fire from heaven. Fire, 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 fire from heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power all over this place. Burn them up, burn them up, burn them up. Hallelujah, exterminate them all. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind every type and kind of a demon from north, south, east, up and down. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break the power by the blood of Jesus and send them all to the pit of hell in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come down with fire and power, fire and power, fire and power all over our neighborhoods. Because the Lord was letting me know. It was even in our neighborhoods. And there were some that they were trying to come into the house. And in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for every single Christian here that is listening in the Lord's hour. Hallelujah, hallelujah, to be protected by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit, protect us all. Take charge of our protection, hallelujah. And I pray that every type and kind of a demon around the whole world, around the whole neighborhood, to be burned with fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Burn them up, Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power, fire and power. Oh, I'm feeling it. Fire and power all over this place in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Christians are being attacked. But don't worry because, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit is on our side. The Holy Spirit is with us. And Jesus is with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. And his love and protection in this ever. But my brothers and sisters, judgment is upon this nation and along with other nations that are not with God anymore. And may the Lord have mercy. Now the end is upon you, says the Lord. And I will send my anger upon you, and I will judge you according to your ways. Oh, countries that decided to give them back to God. I will judge you according to your ways, and I will punish you for all your abominations. And my eye will not spare you, nor will I have pity, but I will punish you for your ways. While your abominations are in your midst, then you will know that I am the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, disaster after disaster, behold, it comes. An end has come. The end has come. It has awakened against you. Behold, it comes. Your doom has come to you. Oh, inhabitant of the land, Ezekiel 7:3-11. I'm reading, the time has come, the day is near, a day of tumult and not a joyful shouting on the mountains. Now I will soon pour all my wrath upon you and spend my anger against you and judge you according to your way, and I will punish you for all your abominations, America, Mexico, and other countries that God has on his list. And my eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. I will punish you according to your ways while your abominations are in your... Then you will know that I am the Lord who strikes. Behold the day, behold it comes. Your doom has come. The rod has blossomed. Pride has budded. Violence has grown up into a rod of weaknesses. None of them shall remain, nor their abundance, nor their wealth, neither shall there be preeminence among them. God Almighty, hallelujah, put words in my mouth and ministry to your people tonight and touch their hearts and protect those that are yours. I pray for them to be protected. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Judgment. Behold the day. Behold it comes. Behold the day, behold it comes, your doom has come. Oh, those have that turned my back on me. The rod blossomed. Pride has budded. Violence has grown up into a rod of weakness. None of them shall remain. None of them shall remain. Stay close to the Lord. Stay protected by the Lord. Nor their abundance, nor their wealth. Neither, hallelujah, shall there be preeminence among them, says the Lord. O God Almighty. Oh, Lord, consuming fire, for our God is a consuming fire. We forget about this, our brothers and sisters. The God is the God of love, but also a consuming fire, a consuming fire. He's holy, for the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God, and do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. God is serious. Serious. He's giving us a warning. Pay attention to his warnings. Would you fear our God? Would you honor our God? Would you get rid of all abominations, all idolatry, homosexuality, all type of abominations of sin? Because God is holy. We rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10:28. He can destroy the soul and the body in hell. This is a tough message. It's a difficult message. Hallelujah, praise the living God. It's too much sin. We have to repent every day. Every day, we got to stay with the word. Every day, we have to stay focused with God. Every day, we have to be with the Lord. Every day, we got to think about. My daughter had a dream that there were so many demons, and they were invading even neighborhoods, and they were all the houses, my brothers and sisters, every single house, it was infected with demons already. Demons were already in their houses, except for my house, but there was one huge one that wanted to get into my house, and I prayed to the Lord. This is a time of fast. It's a time to be in prayer. It's a time of fasting. Because they wanted it to get even the elect. So be careful. Be careful. They watch. They watch. You pray for your family. You pray for your house. Pray for your family. Pray for everything that belongs to you to be protected. Hallelujah. And fast and pray. So they will not get into your house. Praise the living God. And may the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke them all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It is very cold here in Chicago. I got a little bit with cold. But I'm okay. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. So the enemy is trying to fight us. He's trying to get us at work. He's trying to get us with our family. We have to fight back. And how do you fight back? Prayer, fasting, prayer, fasting. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. So because people have allowed them to come into their house, every single house in the whole neighborhood was infected with demons. Imagine that. How sad it is. And my eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. Ezekiel 7:3-11. I will punish you according to your ways while your abominations, we got to be careful, are in your midst. Then you will know that I am the Lord who strikes. Yikes. Behold the day. Behold, it comes. Your doom has come. Be careful, America. Be careful, Mexico. Central America. Be careful, Europe. Hallelujah. Because God have heard. Hallelujah. His children's prayer. And he is with us. But governments are so corrupt. They're so corrupt. And it's not only in America. It's everywhere. Behold the day. Behold it comes. Your doom has come. The rod has blossomed. Pride has budded. Violence has grown up. Violence around the world. Violence everywhere has grown up to a rod of wickedness. none of them shall remain. Why do we have, why the neighbors and why everywhere are infected with demons? Because of weakness, because of abomination, because of idolatry. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. God is a God of consuming fire. And that's what we have to keep in mind. None of them shall remain, nor their abundance, nor their wealth, and neither shall there be permanence among them. Fear. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. We got to be right with God, because once this soul gets out of this body, we'll give an account immediately to Father God. So we can't be afraid of man. Don't be afraid of the government. Don't be afraid about the law. Rather fear God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10:28. And the tongue is a fire, a wall of unrighteousness. This is how God is calling the tongue. In one of the doctors, and it was interesting. He was saying, the tongue is an evil tongue. Yes. That evil tongue. Try to get that tongue when you're doing a filling on a tooth. When you're trying to do something, the tongue is always fighting. And it's a very strong muscle, very super strong. Not even a metal. It's able to sustain and grab that tongue, because it's a very powerful and very strong muscle. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. James 3:6. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. So we got to be careful what we say. Be careful what we say. Be careful how we say things. And the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire, Revelation 20:10. And sulfur were the beast and the false prophet, which is coming soon, the near future. Hallelujah. And they were the beast and the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. And that is the future of the enemy. That's the future of Satan. That's the future of the false prophet. But we do have hope. We Christians, every human who is in this planet Earth has hope. Has hope. And that hope is towards our, hallelujah, our King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, who gave his life for you and me. There's hope. There's hope. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's hope. There's hope for us. There's no hope for Satan. There's no hope for the false prophet. There will never be hope. They already have been judged. But there's hope for us. So friends that are listening in the Lord's hour, if you are in the air, come to Jesus and give your life to Jesus, and come really fast, because things are going crazy, left and right, everywhere in the world. And judgment is upon the earth. Look at California right now. Remember when I was letting you know about that storm problems? And it could come more out of disasters, natural disasters, my brothers and sisters. We don't even know what's next. I remember in a dream I had that I did considered in the Lord's hour.
No storm. And it was heading. So I don't know if it's going to be other countries, but it was going to be very strong that it will get down to 70 below. Now, what we had a very strong storm here for Christmas. That was a week after is when I had that dream. There was a storm. We had a very strong storm that it got, the temperatures dropped down to 29 below. With the windshield, it was feeling like about 30. It was very, very strong. I remember that I was outside, you know, because the tires, they get very low. But it's really cold outside. The tires, the car tires, they get very, they drop down very fast and very low. So I'm like, oh, no, the tires are really low. So I need to go put air on my tires. And that week, I think it was the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th, it was very bad. So I went to the gas station, and I'm putting air on my those tires. Oh, my goodness, I felt like my hands. I felt my hands, like, ice. And I'm like, it's okay, it's okay, and I need to do this fast. And that was only a couple seconds, you know, putting, because I had to take my gloves out off, because I had to put air, you know, to get the little cup out the tire and place some air on my tires. And oh boy, it was really cold. I'm like, ouch. So I got back in my car, and I could not feel my hands. I could not feel my hands, and I'm like, I had to turn the heater very strong in my car to get back, you know, to get my hands back. They were warm, and I'm trying. So I just turned the car on, you know, and came back home. And I am always prepared. I'm always having gas on my car, always gasoline. So it was full, it was packed, but the next day it was bad again. So imagine that was 27, 30 below zero, and I think about 70 below. And then that week also, New York went through that too, that there were people, that they found people frozen in their cars. So that is judgment process. And it started it the last week of December and the first week of January. Now, what is next? I don't know. But we have to pray, and we have to be in obedience, be in repentance with God. Amen. Because again, my brothers and sisters, God is God of love, but also like consuming fire, and he is the God of wrath also. And judgment is upon some nations that have decided to apply some laws or have allowed multiples of sins and abominations and government corrupt and on and on and on. So it gave me this verse, Ezekiel 7:3-11. And this was given to me this year. Now the end is upon you, and I will send my anger upon you. I will judge you according to your ways, and I will punish you for all your abominations. Now these are the countries These are the countries, and this is basically the whole world, because the whole world is in sin. And my eye will not spare you, nor will I have pity, but I will punish you for your ways. While your abominations are in your midst, then you will know that I am the Lord. God will protect his. This is not for his bride. Thus says the Lord God, disaster after disaster, behold, it comes. An end has come. An end has come. It has awakened against you. Behold, it comes. Your doom is serious. Verse 7, your doom has come to you, O inhabitant of the land. The time has come. The day is near. A day of tumult. And not of joyful shouting on the mountains. We got to pray. We have to pray, brothers and sisters. Now I will soon pour out my wrath upon you and expend my anger against you and judge you according to your ways, punish you for all of your abominations, get rid of idolatry. If you are praying to something that you're calling a saint, get rid of it. God be Jesus, give your life to Jesus. Get right with God. Repent and read the word of God. Because the only one who intercedes for you and for me is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus came here to give his life for you and me. And continue with verse 9. And my eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. Imagine that. Imagine this. He will not have pity. He will not feel sorry. He will not have mercy. And my eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. I will punish you according to your way while your abominations are in your midst. Then you will know that I am the Lord who strikes. This is serious. This is serious. This is what is coming, my brothers and sisters. I knew it. I know that the Lord, you know, the Lord is going to test his people. He's going to pour his wrath in this earth, you know, in this country and other countries. And the Lord says in verse 10, behold the day. Behold, it comes. Your doom has come. The rod has blossomed. This is soon. Pride has budded. Violence has grown up into the rod of weakness. None of them shall remain, nor their abundance, nor their wealth. Neither shall there be remnant among them, because violence has grown up. Violence around the world. But we, the bride, don't worry about it. The Lord will protect his. He will take care of his bride. And friend, don't be afraid. Just give your life to Jesus. Have mercy on me. Tell him, Lord, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is the Son of God. And I give my life to Jesus. Sorry, Lord, tell him. Write my name in the book of life. I repent from all type and kind of sin that I committed against you and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I have mercy on you. You don't know how to pray? Give your life to Jesus. Just give your life to Jesus. Read the word of God. I encourage you to read the word of God. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever says you fool will be liable to the hell of fire. Time for forgiveness is time to forgive those that have hurt us so much. We have to forgive others. Talking about only This is about all of us. We have to forgive people. All of us. We all have been hurt from someone or from your own, you know, brother or sister, with your own blood, or a friend. We got to forgive them. Because this is what the Lord wants to do. He will make them as blazing oven when you appear, Psalms 21, verse 9. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and fire will consume them. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath. Perish. And fire will consume them. Father God, forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Tell them, help me to walk right with you. Help me to stay in obedience. Help me to follow your commandments, your laws. Help me, Jesus. Help me to please you. Help me to be more like you. Help me, Lord, and help me stay away from sin. Then the Lord rain on Sodom and Gomorrah, sulfur and fire from the Lord out of heaven. Genesis 19:24. See, Sodom and Gomorrah. So many homosexuals. What did the Lord do? Sulfur and fire from the Lord out of an abomination towards the Lord. And that is what we need to know. That is not good. And not, it's a horrible sin. Well, America, along with other countries. And God is going to judge them. God is going to pour his wrath. God is going to do this because God did not create a man in a man. He did not create a woman in a woman. He created a man and a woman to be together. To be married, to have children, to have a family. That was his plan, and that is still his plan, and that changed. So we have to pray. Hallelujah. The day has come. Your doom has come, America. The rod has Jesus. Oh. But I say to you that everyone who's angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the hell of fire. Matthew 5:22. We have to be concerned. We've got to be careful. We've got to read the word of God. Because why do I say be careful? We don't have to be liable to the hell of fire. Heaven is. Hell exists. God exists. Hallelujah. Jesus, Holy Spirit, but also my brothers and sisters, hell exists, heaven exists, and Satan exists, and we have to be right with God. We have to obey God. Stay away from sinning, and if we or when we sin without a repentance and ask God to forgive us, right? You will make them as a blazing oven when you appear. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and fire will consume them. Psalms 21, verse 9. Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah, sulfur and fire from the Lord out of heaven. He also will drink the wine of God's wrath, Revelation 14, 10. Pour full strength into the cup of his anger, and he will be tormented with fire and sulfur in the presence of the holy angels, in the presence of the Lamb. What is coming to the enemy? 2 verse 4. For God did not spare angels when they sinned. See? That's why we got to be careful about us. Because he did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until the judgment. Until the judgment day. So there are angels there. That angels that they were in heaven, and he put them in chains because of sinning. In gloomy places, darkness places, and they are going to be kept there until the judgment day. They're going to get out of there until the judgment day. To angels, these angels. Okay, we have to keep that in mind. Not because God wants to. I want friends that are listening. Not because God wants to know. In other words, they did it to themselves. And in other words, humans are doing it to themselves too. God does not want no one to be, you know, God doesn't want, he doesn't want people to be in hell. But if you're committing a great sin, if you are fornicating, committing adultery, and on, many other sins, not only that, and you don't repent and stop doing what you're doing, or homosexuality, or killing. And if you don't, God is a merciful God, that if you stop sinning, if you stop committing those sins, and you repent, and you give your life to Jesus, and you say, I'm sorry, Lord, I'm so sorry that I have done that. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, I'm ashamed of myself, I'm sorry, Lord, please cleanse me with your blood, please, Lord. I am so sorry. I repent, Lord. He will forgive you. That's how merciful God is. That does not want you to go there. No. He wants to save you. Why do you think he sent his son? He sent his son. He sent Jesus Christ to save us from hell. But people go down there because they stop sinning, because they continue to sin. They continue to do things that were grave, and they were an abomination towards God. But what they didn't forgive for many other reasons. Hallelujah. And we have a good God. But we have to remember that he's also a consuming fire, and he's also a God of wrath. We have to keep that in mind. Then Joshua 15, verse 8, then the boundary goes up by the valley of the son of, I'm sorry for my English, I don't know how to pronounce this thing, of Hinnom at the southern shoulder of the Jebusite, that is, and the boundary goes up to the top of the mountain side over against the valley of Hinnom on the west of the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. Joshua 15, verse 8. There are some people that when they die, read the word of God. There's first heaven, second heaven, third heaven. And there's also valley. There are also valley. There's so many mysteries. It all depends what you did on earth. You are making your own destiny, your destiny for your future. Where are you going to be when your soul gets out of this body? It all depends what you did or what you did for the Lord or what you reject. If you rejected the Lord, where are you going to go? If you disobey the Lord, continue to disobey him and continue to sin, where are you going to go? Only the Lord knows. I'm not going to tell you where, because that's the job of God. That's his job. But the Word of God tells us, and the Word of God warns us and let us know. And we all have sinned. We all sin. So we have to constantly and every day ask God to forgive us. In the name of the Holy Lord Jesus, in the name of the Son, why do we, friends that are listening, why do we have to pray to Jesus? Because Jesus gave his life for you. And he intercedes for you and me in heaven. That's why. And also, he gave his life for you and me. But not only that, then we have to follow his commandments, his rules, his statutes. We got to ask for repentance. And we got to read the Word of God. And then we stay like that until he comes to take, or if we die before he comes to take us, go to heaven. But now I'm talking in general. I'm talking as someone, you know, has decided to continue to sin, to continue to disobey God, and just to continue just to do the God are not pleased. Things that are, you know, an abomination towards God. So that will be, what is that going to be? What is going to happen? So where are you going to go? We have to keep that in mind. Amen. That our salvation is serious. Don't let anybody take your crown. Nobody. Fight for it. And stay strong and be brave until the end. And on the right track, until the end of the line, not failing, but going, you know, to Jesus and always, hallelujah, having faith and believing, praise your name, Jesus, that Jesus will help you. He's there for you. And the Holy Spirit is there for you to help you to endure. The Holy Spirit will help you to endure until the time comes. Hallelujah, we need our God. Struggle, we all have our own battles. You know, every day there's something, you know, problems at work or problems with your marriages, those that are married, problems with your children, or problem with your past that got sick. It's not one thing, it's not the same. And sometimes, yes, you know, peaceful, happy, but we're not living in heaven yet. If we are in heaven, then we can say victory, we made it. But because we're here and Earth is infected with demons, and what's ruling Earth right now is the enemy, is Earth. So therefore, we are now constantly battled. But that's okay. That's why heaven is for the bright one. You have to make it. You can't give up. The Lord is faithful to us, so we have to be faithful. Mark 9:43, and if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life crippled than with two hands to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. Don't interpret this verse wrong. It doesn't mean that you're going to have to cut your hand. Spiritually, if your hand, what are you doing with your hand? Are you stealing? What are you doing with your hand? Think about it. What are your hands? So you have to stop, meaning cut it off, or doing that enough. Please stop with your hand. You know why? Because it's better for you to enter life crippled than with two hands to walk to hell. Hello, church and friends that are listening. This is meaning your whole body can become, you know, sinful. So spiritually, we need to stay. We need to stop and pray and fast. Now, what is making our tongue move? What is making our eyes? What are we seeing with our eyes? What are we doing with our legs, our feet, our hands? If they're honoring God or if they're honoring the enemy. Hello? Hallelujah. So think about that. We have to honor God with every member of our body. Matthew 13:42, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For those that don't believe the hell exists. There are some biblical verses that let us know. And throw them into the fiery furnace. Matthew 13:42. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing because of pain, because their conscience, because of what they did on earth. And they should have stopped what they were doing on earth, but they didn't do it because they like it. They continue to like, and they continue to follow, and they continue to sin. They continue to do it. So it's going to be on their conscience while they're burning in the fiery furnace, because it is going to feel like that in hell, weeping and it's gnashing. So we don't want to go there. Nobody wants to go there. And Jesus doesn't want you to go there. Give your life to Jesus, repent from your sins, and God will forgive you and read the word of God. And just obey God and continue to follow God and read his word. And stay away from sin and you will be okay with God. Amen. Give your life to Jesus, you will go to heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. But if you, Jeremiah 17:27, but if you do not listen to me, Jeremiah 17:27, to keep the Sabbath day holy and not to bear a burden and enter by the gate of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire and escape, and it shall devour the palace of Jerusalem and shall not be quenched. Hallelujah. To keep the Sabbath day holy. So God let us know through his word what to do and what not to do. That's why we have the word of God. Friends that are listening, we have the word of God. That's the voice of God telling us, letting us know what we have to do and what we don't have to do, what it places him and what he does, and what would not be good to him. So reading the word of God is very, very wise. It will keep you from sinning. It will keep you holy. It will keep you in righteousness. Keep you safe right with God. Amen. Revelation 21, verse 8. But it's the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murders, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters. See, these are the things that God is letting us know. No, I don't want you to do this thing, because if you do this thing, you're going to go to hell. It's very simple, simple, clear. Listen to what it says. Sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Okay, the second death. Because when you die once. Okay? And then when you die, your body dies, stays here on earth, right? But then your soul and your spirit either will go to hell or will go to heaven. Or will go to the valley, or will go to heaven, or will go to the second heaven. For that is another lesson. It's for another study. You know, that's why we got to read the Word of God. The Word of God tells us right here that the faithless, it's very important to have faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So without faith, it is impossible to please God. Even, you know, faith, having faith. We have to have faith. If we don't have faith, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. But it's for the cowardly. Stop being a coward. Be brave. Be strong. Stop thinking about, oh, I want to commit suicide. I can't stay in this world anymore because I'm just so tired, and you're probably 15 years old or a teenager, and you're thinking to end your life. No, you got to stop that. Be strong. And who's going to give you the strength? Who's going to give you that courage? Who's going to give you that love? It's Jesus. Jesus, my friend, please give your life to Jesus. You're going to have that peace that you were looking for. He's going to fulfill you. He's going to give you what you need. You can't just, don't end your life. That is Satan who's telling you to end your life so then he can come and steal your soul and take you to hell. You don't have the authority or the power to take your life. Only God can take your life. But you can't do that to yourself, and you don't let nobody else just do it. And people that, you know, that kill, that is wrong. So be brave. Be strong. Be brave and be strong. Read the word of God. Talk to God and tell him, Lord, please, help me, Jesus. If you're a Christian and you're thinking about this, it's Satan. It's demons who are speaking to you, and you need to be delivered, and you got to go into fasting and prayer, and God is to save you. God is going to deliver you. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, those that kill, the sexually immoral, I don't know, how are you having your intimate relationship with your wife or your husband? If you're doing sexually immoral things, you got to stop that, because it is in the word of God. That will take you. That will take you to hell. The sexually immoral. Sorceress. God gave us He let us have that intimate relationship and that intimate and for a man and a woman. But it has to be right. And ask God, if you're doing something wrong with that, ask God. If you're not pleasing God with that, ask God. Amen. The sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, stop worshiping the statues that they cannot hear, they cannot listen to you. They don't do nothing. They're made of man. That's an abomination towards God. So God is letting you know in this verse, he doesn't want you to be an idolater. That's not pleasing to God. That is actually an abomination to God. Why? Because Jesus gave his life for you and me. And he's the only one who intercedes for us. And he's the only one who can take us to heaven. But these idolaters, you're praying to saint, to whatever, saying the Virgin Mary, Saint Peter, and saying this and saying that. No, you have to stop that. Because that's not what the Word of God is telling you to do. The Word of God is letting you know to give your life to Jesus. He's the door to enter. It's the door for you to enter to heaven. And all liars, we have to ask God. If you have problems lying too much, that is you need to be delivered. It's a demon that is bothering you. It's making you sin that way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, liars. God, forgive me for lying. Lord, deliver me from lying. Because look what it says at the end of this verse. Their portion will be in the lake that burns with the fire and sulfur, which is the second death. So God is letting us know that all these things that I have read will take you to hell. But if you avoid these things, along with other things that God does not want you to do, you will make it happen. And that is why we have to read the Word of God. Because the Word of God is the voice of God. He is speaking to us and letting us know what to do and not to do. And then he continued in Matthew 25, verse 46, and this will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. There you go. But if you are righteous and you don't practice all these things, you will go into eternal life, and eternal life is with Jesus in paradise and heaven. That's where you want to go. So if you are doing this type of sins that I have read in Revelation 21, verse 8, along with other ones, stop and repent. Stop sinning and repent. And turn around. Do 360 degrees. Turn around. And say, Lord, deliver me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, deliver me. Be honest with God. Lord, I can't stop doing this. This is not good, but I need your help. Please, deliver me. Lord, I fast and pray. Go into fasting. Go into prayer. And God will do it. It is very difficult to stop doing what you started to do because you know what? The flesh likes that. And once it becomes attached to the flesh, it's very difficult. But it is not impossible. You can do it. You are able to do it. Because we have the Holy Spirit in us that the Holy Spirit will help us. And the Holy Spirit will deliver us. The Holy Spirit, hallelujah, will burn with fire anything that is not of God. Praise the living God. God is good. God is good. He doesn't want nobody to perish. He doesn't want nobody to go to hell. He wants everyone, hallelujah, to go to heaven. But the enemy is very astute, and the enemy have been living here on earth for many years, thousands and thousands of years, and he knows how to attack humans. He knows how to make humans sin, and he knows what you like. He knows what you don't like, and he tries every day to get you and get you and get you. Those are the schemes. You have to be strong. You got to be brave. You have to fight back with prayer and fasting. And it's staying in obedience with God. That's what it costs. You know, no, you don't sacrifice. You don't sacrifice the flesh. You tell the flesh, no, this is ending right now. This is stopping right now. And I got to please God. And that's obedience. Yeah, you tell Satan, you bull, no, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not. Because I'm going to get in trouble with God, and what you want is taking me to hell. No, and I'm not going to allow you to do that. So, no, I know it is difficult, but I'm stopping this right now. And I'm stopping this flesh from committing this type of a sins that are an abomination towards God. And they're detestable to God. So I'm stopping right now. And with the help of the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, you will do it. You will do it. You will make it. There's nothing impossible for God. What is impossible for man, it is possible for God. Always remember that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good, and God is good. Amen. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. So we have to be prepared. We got to be covered by the armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. See, all those schemes that I was talking to you about, you know, making you sinning this way, you know, and you're weak in this way. It could be your mind, you know. It could be sexually. It could be only you know. Everyone has a weakness, and the enemy attacks you with your weakness, what your weaknesses are. And he sends you schemes too, and he's studying you because he's an expert of doing that because he has been here for many thousands of years. Don't let him get you. He will not get you if you stay in prayer and fasting, okay? So stand against the schemes of the devil, but we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly place. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Father God, I take the whole armor of God in Jesus' name, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. We are living in evil days. And having done all to stand firm, and you stand firm with God. And stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Praise God. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. That's number one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Which is the word of God. Hallelujah. See, God is giving us what we need. Ephesians 6:11, Ephesians 6:17, Ephesians 6:10, verse 18. He's giving us what we need to be protected by Satan. And then this is very important that we all Christians have to challenge with this one, and we have to do it. James 4:7, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Submit to God. Obey God. Listen to him. Do what he's letting you know to do. And then resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He'll say, you know what? This Christian is a tough one. I'm leaving. I'm done. Because him and his army are perishing. You know, they are finished. So they can't get you, and they'd rather go because they don't want to, you know, Satan does not want to be losing his demons, so he'd rather go. So resist the devil, Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Submitting to God, you know, constantly staying in prayer, fasting, reading His Word, God, and obeying God. Amen. And staying right with God and avoiding all those type of sins that God does not want you to commit. God does not want you to do them. That's resisting the devil. That is resisting the devil. Resisting the devil is you stop sinning. You stop doing what you like to do. Resisting the devil is if the enemy is putting in your mind that you want to do and continue to do, and you are homosexual, resist the devil. Stop that and repent and give your life to Jesus, and He will deliver you. God loves you. He loves you. He loves sinners, but He hates sin. He loves you. He loves all of us. But He wants us to stop doing all these things that are not pleasing to Him. And that is how you resist Satan, and he will flee from you. Because how will he get you? If you don't want to please him, you don't want to please the enemy, right? You don't. So he will flee from you. Because there's no other way that he can get you through. The only way that he can get you would be sinning and doing things, not only what I just mentioned, but other things. Killing, you know, lying, stealing. You have to resist the devil. Yeah. Stop doing those things. And that is resisting the devil. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing through the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Intentions of the heart. From the heart comes a lot of things, and then it goes to your thoughts, it goes to your brain, and then it comes out of your tongue. Got to please God with everything. Remember that. And the word of God tells us in Ephesians 6:10, verse 20, finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. That verse, I already read that verse. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. That's what the enemy does. That's what I was talking about. That's what he does to get you. But you be watchful. You be watchful. How can you be watchful? Not letting the flesh run, but you run. Very easy. Allow. Don't allow that to be watchful. Because that is the way how the enemy gets the human. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around. He prowls around you. Around you. How can I get this? What is he like? What is he like? Ooh, I know. He likes to do this. Ooh, he likes to do that. Ooh, he likes to think negative. Ooh, this one likes to buy a lot. It's so beautiful, the thought in that person's mind crawls around for time. Oh, this one likes to spill. Oh, this one likes to kill. Oh, this one likes to do. There's so many. Oh, this couple. They're not doing their intimating. Right. Ooh, we like it. It kind of grows a little bit. God. Like friends that are listening, give you like. And it stops getting. Give you like peace. To forgive you. Understand. He will do it. It's a forgiving God. For the church, a Lord church. Fast and pray and be the leader. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around the roaring lion. Don't let Satan be part of you. But thank God. Isaiah 59:17, he pulled on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on a garment of vengeance, vengeance for clothing, and wrapped himself in steel as a cloak. That is a God of righteousness. That is a God of holiness. And when we ask God to protect us, to cover us, hallelujah, the helmet of salvation, and his breast, hallelujah, that he will put, hallelujah, righteousness, the breast, and a helmet of something. Thank you. We'll do it because we ask, anything we ask, we should receive. And we should receive it with faith. Have faith in God. Don't lose your faith. Be strong and be strong, because anything you ask, if you believe, it will be given to you. But you have to believe to receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're wonderful. You're awesome. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil. Ephesians 6:16. Shield of faith. Have faith. Have faith. Empower my faith, God. Tell them, empower my faith, my Lord. If I don't have it, give it to me, my Lord. I'm sorry, my Lord, I have faith. I repent, my Lord, I have it. I'm sorry. Empower my faith and give it to me, my Lord. I ask that you will give me more faith. Jesus. Ask him that. It is very important to have faith so we can please God. Amen. And then praying at all times in the Spirit, Ephesians 6:18. With all prayers and supplications to that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Gotta pray for one another. Gotta pray for all of us. We have to be on alert. And we alert is praying. Praying in the Spirit. And praying with supplication. Amen. Remember always to put the whole armor of God and ask God to protect you. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. God is good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That is good. And my brothers and sisters, we're going to continue. We're going to continue, God willing, next Wednesday. Praise your name, Jesus. We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this biblical verses, Bible, that you have given to us, for your word. For your word, I thank you so much, and thank you for being here. Thank you for speaking. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And thank you so much for sending archangels to fight on our behalf. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. Thank you. Honor and glory be to God. Hallelujah. To Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Lord, for speaking to all of us. I praise your name. And we love you, Lord. And we give you the glory and the honor to you, Jesus, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And my brothers and sisters, stay right with God. Continue to stay right with him. Continue to agree with him. Continue to focus. Put your eyes on Jesus. Continue to follow Jesus. Continue to obey the Lord. Continue to submit yourself to the Lord. Continue to be righteousness and stay in holiness, because that's what the Lord wants us to do. And that is what the Lord would like us to continue doing. Amen. To stay pleasing, God. Please, God. Honor God. Hallelujah. And stay faithful to God. And may the Lord bless you. And may the Lord Jesus Christ give you. Hallelujah. And protection for you and your family all this week and the coming week, the days ahead of us. May God, hallelujah, protect us all and forgive us all from our sins. In Jesus. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Until next time, continue to pray for us. Continue to pray for Brother Elvis' family, for me and my family. Continue to pray for you, all of you. May God bless you and protect you always. And stay tuned to the Lord's hour. Amen. And pray for everyone else who's going to bring the word of God here in the Lord's hour. May God bless you and give you his peace. Shalom, shalom, my brothers and sisters. Remember God, and he wants you, hallelujah, to stay right with him, okay? May God bless you. Shalom.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the Godzilla 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here putting the prophecy. I got it. When did I get this? I think I got this in the other day. Let me look. But today is Saturday, January 7th. Let's see. Here we go. So join me in the King James Version Bible. I'm going to be in the the Book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 17. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken, even that which he seemeth to have. Now that is a good scripture to meditate on and think about that. Okay, so like I said, I believe I got this on January 1st, 2023. Okay, here we go. I have seen the abominations of the unrepentant getting worse. I will use the weather, sun, moon, and stars as judgments on the nations. The disasters will continue to be one after another until I see humility. Until I see you seek forgiveness, I am in charge of all things. Man continues to try to be like God. Only I have power over life and death. When I am finished, all who remain will beg for mercy. I know your inner thoughts. I see you trying to hide your sin in the night's darkness. I will shine a bright light on you for all to see. Every secret thing will be revealed. How's that? Imagine that. So we know we're at the end. Pretty much every prophecy says that. We are on here. Our mission is to call sinners to repent. There's about 200 ducks down there. That's what I'm looking at. Sinners to repent before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Let's look at this again. Okay, so it appears that the unrepentant are not repenting and turning from sin. Now, I mentioned this on the other prophecy that I was hearing this, that he will use the weather. He will use what he created to destroy. Okay. So no one, these people that he's waiting for, they're not repenting. He doesn't see any humility. And he's not seeing you seeking forgiveness. I am in charge of all things. Okay, let's see. Only I have power over life and death. Okay, now here is what you should be concerned about. I see you trying to hide your sin from in the night, darkness. I will shine a bright light on you for all to see. Think of that. Really, think about it and meditate on it. If you're in sin, if you're doing any of the things that he considers sinful, you could Google them, they'll come up. He's going to reveal it and show it. I said this before because I do those missing person things and post them. No one is getting away with anything. It all comes out at the end. What I find really amazing is that they are closing all of these cold cases by using DNA technology, and they're finding all these murderers, all these people that thought they got away with it 40 years ago. Now their picture is plastered all over everything. Nobody's getting away with anything. Imagine that. I saw some of them from 40-some years ago that got closed. They found the person. They arrested him. A lot of the killers were already in jail on other murders and things. So again, if you're in a sinful relationship, you're doing something he does not want you to do, you need to stop, turn from it, and seek forgiveness. That's what he wants. Forgiveness. Let's see. One thing after another until I see humility. One disaster after another until I see humility. He will humble those that are proud. He'll take everything away till you're sitting there with nothing. Think of that. Because that's what he says in this scripture. That I said you should look at that and read it again. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear. For whoever hath, to him shall be given, and whoever hath not, from him shall be taken. Think of that. Take everything away from you. You have nothing. That'll bring you down. That'll make you humble. This is it. We're at the end here. I can't say it more clearly. I can't say it plainer. This is it. We're at the end. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? If he comes back tonight, do you know where you're going? If he calls today, are you going with him when he calls? This is what I said to Brother Dan years ago. As I was running around with the Bible, reading all of the red parts and everything, in the Bible study, he goes, what are you doing? I said, I want to make sure that if I die, I'm going to heaven with Jesus. I will do whatever it is, whatever, to make sure that I'm doing that. And that's when the Lord started calling me to get baptized, submerged. I didn't think about being baptized, submerged. I think I was in my 40s. So 40-some years later, he's calling me to get baptized. And it was around that time that he told me, the Lord told me straight up that I was going to have a church ministry. Here's me smiling. I don't know. Guess what? Here I am. He keeps his word. He keeps his promise. He tells you what's happening in advance. You ever think I'd be sitting here? Here's a little shy, quiet Barb from school. No, I never thought I'd be sitting here telling all of you that what you need to do. You need to know Jesus Christ. You need to have a personal relationship with him. You must be born again to enter the kingdom. I'm telling you, when he told me I was going to have a ministry, I was like snickering. I was like, what? Then I thought, uh-oh. Then he even told me what I needed to do to have the ministry. I had to grow my hair long. Think of that. My hair was this short. I went from it being down past my butt, and one day I got my hair all cut off, and it was this short. Everybody's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm tired of the long hair. Guess what? Apparently he wasn't, and I didn't pray about cutting it off. So then I had to grow my hair till it was a certain length before I could start the ministry. Think of that. I did it. Then he had me do these bizarre, strange things to see if I would obey. One day I was home on the couch. I wasn't feeling well. And he told me to get up, go up the street, and pray in the church up there. I'm like, I don't know if the door's open. I'm sitting there, but I better go. And I did it. I went up there and I prayed. And I sat there for a few hours until I was done whatever it was he made me go there to see if I would obey. He might be giving you little instructions now, telling you little things to do to see if you'll obey. If you obey, you get a bigger job or another job. See how he works? He gives you a little trial to see how it's going to work out. This is how he operates. If you know him, you read his book. Then you know him better. I can't say this any clearer or plainer. I don't want to see anybody perish because I wasn't on here doing what I was supposed to do. You need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He needs to be on the top of your list. When I was born again, I'm going to say it was around 2007. No, I was first, and then Brother Dan was next. And he was over there on the couch. And I said to him this. I said, now, I said, you realize, I said, Jesus has to be on the top of my list. Whatever I'm doing, if he tells me to do something, I have to drop whatever I'm doing and do what he says. Here's me to Brother Dan. Do you have a problem with Jesus being on the top of the list and you're not? He said, no. Good. That's how it worked out. When I started the ministry was when we got flooded. 900 people in our town got flooded. I didn't know when I was starting the ministry. 900 people in the town were flooded. We were flooded. I left. I was the last one over the bridge before they closed it and the whole town flooded. So I got out of there and then I went up to the hotel to stay overnight. Brother Dan had to stay at the house. So while I'm at the hotel, I have my laptop, of course. The Lord tells me straight up, when you get back to the house, you are starting your ministry. He told me what prophecy messages to put up. And they are amazing. And you could look them up on the page. They are parables. I think there's, I'm going to take a guess, because numbers are a problem. I want to say there's 18 parables the Lord gave me that are not in the scriptures, and they are awesome. And I think I have a playlist of them, parables, not in the Bible. So he told me to put them up. That was the first thing I had to do to start the ministry. Brother Dan came in. No, it's flooded. The whole town is flooded. There's mud everywhere. From our whole basement, there was 11 feet of water or mud in there. We have no power. There's no electric, no food, no hot water. Brother Dan goes to me, what are you doing? I said, the Lord told me as soon as I got home, I have to put these prophecy messages up. He's like, what? The whole house is a disaster and everything's flooded. There's like feet of mud in the yard. I know. I'm just doing what he told me. I did it. So if you're getting nudged to do something, this is the point of the story. If you're getting nudged to do something, it might sound ridiculous, but it might be the Lord calling you and trying to get you to do something to see if you will obey him. This is how it works. This is him. I know him. He will nudge on you. He will pull on your little heart to do something. Don't dismiss what you hear. Because most likely it could be life-changing. It was life-changing for me. Getting baptized, immersed, was life-changing for Brother Dan. I'm telling you, don't discount what you hear. The Lord might even wake you up. That's what he does to me. If he has something I'm supposed to know or see, I told you, excuse me, or read or speak or see, he'll wake me up. Usually when I get up, whatever time it is, I pray for hours. When I go down in the bedroom to lay down in the evening, I pray for hours. This is why I told you, if you didn't see the last video, I prayed for something for 10 years. I know he answers my prayers. He'll answer your prayers, just maybe not in the time frame you think. 10 years of me praying the same thing over and over, morning and night, for 10 years, and the prayer got answered. Think of that. Are you persistent? He was probably up there. There's one who obeys. Yep, I obey. There's one that prays. Yep. He's answering prayer. He could be nudging you right now to do something. You might have an issue or a problem, and it needs to be resolved. There's only one person to do it, and it's our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one. He will do it. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. Look at me. You saw it. Go in the playlist of my stroke. I mean, I was almost dead. They said I was going to die within a few weeks, right before Christmas. They told the family, you know, pretty much, I'm done. She's going to die. If she even survives the brain surgery, you guys know, double brain surgery, double, what is it, craniotomy? If I survive the brain surgery, I'll never leave the nursing home. I'll be in a diaper, drooling, paralyzed, blind, and so on. That was the doctor's idea. That was not our Lord's idea. My job was not finished on here. I had to come back, start the church ministry, and then Brother Dan got the gift of prophecy like I did. Please, I'm begging you. Make sure you have a plan. Jesus Christ should be on the top of the list. Have an emergency plan for the disasters, because what did he say? And I know he's been doing this. I love when I start to read where I'll be. The abominations of the unrepentant getting worse. That's what he sees. I will use the weather. And that's what he's doing. The sun, the moon, the stars, as judgment on the nations. The disasters will continue to be one after another until I see humility. Are you humble? Because if you're not humble, he will make you humble. All right, I don't want to go off on a tangent here. So let me say the prayer of Jabez before I get distracted. I rearranged it for me. God the Father in heaven, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, bless me indeed. Expand my territory. Keep evil and the devil away from me and my family. Let your hand be with me always, and please don't ever let me cause anyone harm or pain. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Dear Lord, please pour out a blessing on all of your new friends and subscribers on here, and all of the rest of the children that are listening. A financial blessing, a health blessing, a blessing on their job if they're working, a blessing on their vehicle so they could get there, a blessing on their children so the devil can't get them. His job is to indoctrinate the children into wizardry and witchcraft. Know what your kids are doing. Pay attention. Please help us. We need you down here. We need you in our life. Please accept me as intercessor on behalf of all those listening. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Okay, no prayer. Brother Dan is once again deathly sick. They put him on a regular diet to eat certain different foods because he lost all that weight. And he's sick. This is so bad. I wish there was something else I could do for him. So please keep him in your prayer. he lost so much weight. I mean, there's not even anything else I could say about it. He tried everything. Different diets. They put him back on a clear diet for a while. Then they told him to add some things in, and that's what he did. But he's really suffering. My friend Timothy, I don't know what happened. I'm still praying for you. Please, if you're on here or your wife or family is on here listening, please let me know that you're okay. Our friend Jean, let's see, our friend Bruce, I can't mention everybody. My friend Patty, please keep them in your prayers. All right, I better get going here because I'll be running out of time. So God bless you all and be safe. And I almost forgot to thank everyone for everything. Thank you, everyone, for the translations under the videos. Thank you, everyone, that supports the ministry financially so we can help other people. Thank you, everyone, that sends us things in the mail. What else? YouTube, just make sure that you're still subscribed and hit the notification button. Facebook, they're not showing us at all on there. So please like and share on the Facebook page if you're on there. Did I miss anything? Just have a blessed and safe day today, and please remember, make sure you have a plan, and Jesus Christ is the plan. He's the only one that's going to help you or save you. And keep praying. Don't let the enemy disrupt you or interrupt you when you're playing. That is the game that usually they do. Make sure you check in if you don't see us. We love you guys. Thank you for everything.
Hi, this is Vicki Goforth Parnell, and I have come to share an official proclamation that was given to me by the angel Gabriel today. Today is 1/6/23. This was at 5:35 p.m. when I started praying. I prayed for about an hour and a half. And then Gabriel and some other angels appeared. I am to start with this verse, Revelation 22:6. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Revelation 22:6. Before we begin, I would like to pray. I will say this is 1/6/23. And I start praying at 5:35 p.m. And it and the visit ended at 8:22 p.m. It is the official proclamation of war, 3 days of darkness, and divorce. So please pray. Father God, I come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I ask you to lead how you want this prayer to be prayed over these people, over these videos, Lord, and the writings, whatever, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would send this proclamation forth, this word forth, Lord, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Father, your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish every single thing you set it out to do that you please it to do, Lord. As Isaiah 55:11 tells us in your holy word, your infallible word. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, I praise you, Lord. I praise you. Lord, I stand in the power of your name, and through your blood I am redeemed. I am washed and I am forgiven. I am a child of God and I know Jesus. I know with all that's in me, you are my Savior, that you rose. You came to this earth as a baby, lived as a man, gave your life, rose again victorious. And there's only one way to heaven. And it is through you, and it is by grace that we're saved and not by works. So I give you praise. Now, Lord, this is a battle. And those that choose not to battle, I don't understand that. And I don't pick my fights, but you have told me every one of these videos would have an attack for me to pray in advance. So that's what I'm doing. I'm being obedient, Lord. So every plot, every gin, which is a snare and a trap, every plot, every gin, every snare, every device, every arrow, every sickness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every electronic device, every technological device, every spiritual device, every physical device that has been formed against me, this ministry, my family, this word, this proclamation from going out, whether it be through video, audio, or through reading, I come against it and cancel it in the name of Jesus. And I stand on Isaiah 54:17, which says, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Doesn't mean they will not form, but they shall not. It says shall not prosper. I stand on your word. And Lord, even if prospering is my death, if I was to die, we are to count it all glory when we go to heaven. To live is to die for you, to live in you. What's the worst that can happen to us, Lord? Someone can take our life if you allowed it, only if you allowed it. And us get to be with you. I'm good, Lord. I am good. So every plot, gin, snare, device, every witchcraft, every occultic symbol, every pendant, amulet, every device, spiritual, witchcraft, I bind you and I cast you down and I trample you and I cancel you out. Now every gainsaying, every gossiper, every liar, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said, vengeance is mine, thus saith the Lord, I will recompense. So Lord, I'm just praying that goes back to them and you handle the judgment. And I pray, Lord, that you hold these things, though, not to charge, not to their charge on my account. I forgive them. I love them. And I want everybody to go to heaven, but I know that's not the case because each person has a choice. So Father God, those people that have eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart that's softened, bondages removed where they can hear the truth, send this out. Send this out to them, Lord. Those that be of fertile ground, fertile soil, that is not going to the seed, you're not going to fall and shrivel up or Satan snatch them away. Send it out, Father. Send it out as only you can in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I stand before you on Judgment Day for every word that I give, and I give every account. No man takes my place, nor do I take theirs. And I tremble in fear, God, when I stand here in your name. But you have you've commanded me to do this, and I will do this in Jesus' name. But, Lord, I pray you shut me down, totally down, and not let this go forth. If it is not meant to be, if it is not of you, because God, I have laid it before you in prayer, and I have been seeking you, and you have said it's got to go out. So I'm going to be obedient regardless of what any person says or thinks. Because, Lord, because when they speak against the Holy Spirit in me, they're slandering the Holy Spirit, and they're close to blaspheming. So, Father God, I pray for those that's not 100% sure, 100% sure, that don't know me or my fruit, that you deal with them, God, so that they don't eventually slip off into blasphemy. In Jesus' name I pray. I don't want anybody to go to hell, especially not for me, not for coming against me, Lord. No. So, Lord, let your perfect will be done on earth as it is in heaven in all things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bear with me. I love you. I love you, Lord. It would seem some people know how, and I'm not going to go into this, just pray, know how to effectively use 5G to make people appear sick. But no weapon formed against you shall prosper, so stand on the word of God. All right, this is the official proclamation of war. 3 days of darkness and divorce. And again, it was 1-6-23, which is today, and the Lord told me I had to go out today. At 5:35 p.m. is when it started, and 8:22 is when it ended. Prayer, visitation, all of it. And it started with Jesus talking to me. Darkness comes, daughter. It does come. I am fighting your battles for you now, daughter. Watch me work wonders on your behalf. All of a sudden, I hear, hear ye, daughter of the kingdom of the Most High God. I bring you tidings from heaven's court. Jesus, I know that voice. I sense now a holy presence in my living room, more so than normal. I'm turning my head from where I am kneeling. It's the angel Gabriel, but he's not alone. May I get up? Yes, beloved daughter of heaven, you may. Gabriel is standing before me, still armor clad, as in prior times, but this time he has wings extended behind that are somehow folding and becoming invisible to my sight. I apologize, there's some that he will not let me share, just the proclamation. Some of it was private. I look over at Gabriel and I smile at him slightly, letting him know he has my attention. Jesus, give me true understanding to all that's occurring. I ask in your name, please. Granted, daughter. Now please listen. Yes, Jesus, my love. I watch as Gabriel glances briefly at the other angels. Then Gabriel steps one step forward. Oh, daughter, I come in official capacity of holy messenger. Hear me now, then proclaim all that I have to share and nothing more, that I tell you to share and nothing more. I lead you to share. I apologize. Hear me now, then proclaim all that I lead you to share and nothing more. I want to get it exactly as they said it. Yes, Gabriel, I understand. Gabriel has produced a scroll that he had carried in what looks like a tube or a scroll holder. It has a belt that you wear over one shoulder, or the strap. The strap is gold, and the carrying case is gold, too. I watch as Gabriel opens the scroll holder quickly. The four angels accompanying Gabriel have all their weapons drawn, bows and arrows and lances, with each having a sword, a gleaming sword, on each hip. My eyes are drawn back to the angel Gabriel as he removes the elegant-looking scroll from the decorated golden scroll holder that looks like it has intricate scroll work carved into it. It's beautiful. It was gold, but it had all this carving in it. This scroll is bigger than any he has brought or read from in the past. I watch as he breaks the black seal, and when he does, I feel a slight tremor go through my body. Not of fear, but of dread. Gabriel must have realized because he looked up for a moment from where he had begun unrolling the scroll. Our eyes made contact, and all I saw was gentleness and love, much like what my lovely Jesus' eyes looks like, but not as deep as his, as my love's is. The scroll looks like a thick type parchment made with gold sparkles on the back, for lack of better words to describe what I'm seeing. The writing is in black. Excuse me. Here, Lord. I apologize. Gabriel, may I ask a question? Yes, daughter of faith, of grace, of mercy, of understanding, of wisdom, of love, and of faithfulness. Why, when you appear before me, do you always have scrolls, when in the Bible days it doesn't mention there being scrolls when you come? Oh, daughter, you are hearing official announcements and proclamations of a time error in your world's history, the end times. This is why, through heaven's court's decrees, I shall deliver the end time proclamations, announcements, and messages, both official and personal, as in prior visits, with the official documentation. Oh, okay. This makes sense. Yes, of course. Now, O daughter of heaven, I shall begin unless you have another question. No, Gabriel, please forgive me. There's nothing to forgive. I watch as Gabriel fully opens the scroll. Before he begins reading, I hear the sound of a trumpet blast. One short blast, more like what the small shofars sound like, yet it seemed to shake the whole earth and atmosphere around me that sounded like it came from the heavens. Hear, O inhabitants of the earth. The times of woes have come. You were warned to repent of your sin-filled ways and return to your God and Creator, Jehovah, through His Son, the risen Lamb, who died for all inhabitants, all those of mankind created by His loving, tender hands. Few have listened. Most have not. This is the official proclamation. On this, your original celebrated Christmas day, the day now that mocks the risen Lamb's Jesus' birth and life by the worship of idol gods, false deities, and religions, when it was set aside originally before the combining of pagan worship with holy observance, this being the official day of the sun calendar to worship Jesus, the risen Lamb, Son of the living God, Jehovah. This, on this day, is the official proclamation of war. You have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. You have been weighed in the balance and found guilty. I apologize. Now your whole world is to reap the seeds of ill-gotten rewards. On this day of January 6th, 2023, for the beloved daughter of heaven's court calendar, for my calendar, which I'm in Tennessee, I declare by order from heaven's court, war officially comes to your whole world, entwined with 3 days of darkness. Time within time, by heaven's standards. I speak now to you, O Babylon, which is America. With this declaration, Putin of the Bear will no longer be restrained from his prolonged coming attack upon your nation. His hands guides the other nations who have joined the organized coalition by the evil Putin's hands. Be not deceived, people of the earth. All leaders of your world are entangled together in this coming war, and all committed already are found to be of evil hearts, ruled by the master deceiver Satan, the destroyer of all that's good that he touches. What does this mean, Gabriel? It means, daughter, Vladimir Putin of Russia will now be free to fire upon your once great nation of America. Oh, no. Yes, O beloved daughter. Hear ye, hear one and all, people of Babylon of America. Your divorce has been finalized from your holy God because of your lewd actions, unfaithful hearts, and abominable actions. No longer will your nation receive the blessings and favor it once knew when under the wing of Jehovah God, Jehovah God's protection. Now only those still faithful to Him, truly faithful in their love for Him, shall still receive these things plus His protection. Okay, now, I'm going to have to explain something. He had gave me a clue that I was not to share until now, but I need to share it so you understand. He gave me a clue before Yuletide greetings were fully given, before that day is fully over. And Yuletide and Christmastide, Christmas is what he was talking about. And this apparently, January 6th, is the original Christmas on the sun calendar. You pray about it, seek the Lord. I'm just giving you the word. That's all. I'm just giving you the word. Okay. Gabriel, I was still expecting information before Yuletide greetings expired. Is this not the case? It is the announcement giving Putin the ability to launch his weapons. Putin will fire, and it is because this decree has went out before the Yuletide or Christmas Day greetings have fully transpired. I understand. Is there any more of this decree? Yes, yes, daughter of heaven's courts, there is. O ye people of the earth, this be also the official time of revealing. The revealing of things once hidden, which shall be hidden. The things once hidden, which shall not be hidden any more, but brought to the light. It shall also be the times where the hidden shadows, smoke screens, and mirrors of deception begin being quickly removed on order of Jehovah God, ruler of love, mercy, and justice. Judgment sits on his right hand. Is this all the official proclamation, Gabriel? Yes, upon orders of heaven's courts, the procession of war shall proceed fast forward with no more delays. But it is to be preceded by the 3 days of darkness, which will cover the whole earth with its outer darkness. This is the official announcement to your world for both the 3 days of darkness and war, because both events are joined together by way of judgment. Hear ye, O inhabitants of the earth. War and darkness comes now to your world. Be prepared in your hearts for these two events, because no one on earth should be left untouched by these events. With these words, Gabriel takes one step backward and begins rolling up the scroll. And I said, Jesus, Jesus, war's not going to be stopped, is it? No, daughter, it will not be. But here, sorry, there's some information I can't give out. All right. Then Gabriel says, now we must go. I said, thank you. Thank you to every one of you. They all give a slight smile, and then they are gone. And I am in stunned wonderment. Jesus, did that just happen? Yes, little daughter. The official declaration of war and the 3 days of darkness is the start of the beginning of these two events combined in one as a wheel within a wheel. What now, Jesus? You release this proclamation. Yes, Jesus, I will, with your help and strength. Done, daughter, done. And again, it ended at 8:22 p.m. Here are the verses that he gave me. The first one I read, Revelation 22:6, Hosea 8:7, Deuteronomy 24:1, Luke 1:19, Jeremiah 3:8, Luke 8:17, Jeremiah 25:4-7, Jeremiah 6:22-26. Please pray about these things. Lay them before the Lord. I have done what I have been commanded to do. He told me I need to go out today because this is Christmas Day originally according to the sun calendars. And I will tell you what he showed me. The Gregorian calendar is just that we have in America that we use is a revision of the Julian calendar. So pray about it, lay it before the Lord.
don't take my word. My mom was a godly woman. She said, don't take my word either. Don't take anybody's word. You go to the word of God. So I'm asking you to lay these things before the Lord. Seek him for your answers. I have to seek him myself. Yes, I understand a lot that I can't share. But if you depend on me to totally give you all the answers, and I can't give you all the answers, then you're not seeking the Lord and let him speak to you and building that relationship. And when you get the word directly from him, you can hold on to it because you know it's from God. You received that word. He spoke to you, and it's not just, he said, she said. When our lovely Jesus speaks to you, and you hear his sweet voice or open the verse, and you know that verse is just for you, that's hard to steal from you. That's hard for the enemy to steal from you. So again, God bless from Tennessee. It's getting late here. It's 10:38 right now. But I pray you stay under the blood, and I will still have to upload this, so it's going to be kind of late, Lord willing. Unless he moves it quickly, it's in his time. Everything's in his time. I love you all. I pray for you all. That being said, again, God bless. Hold tight to Jesus. Don't ever let go. From Tennessee, bye-bye.
Hi, this is Vicki Gopherth Parnell, and I have come to share a dream that I had. Actually, it's like two combined. Today is January the 8th, 2023. I had this dream. I laid down early because I was feeling a little under the weather, but God is faithful. I feel much better today. Praise the Lord. So I laid down about around 5:40. And at 7:38 and 6:25 and 7:38, I had this dream. Then again, on 1/8/23, earlier this morning at 12:49 a.m., I had it again with more to it. And then at 5:31 a.m., I had it again with more to it, with the last again. And then there's also a word that goes with it. And this is called Weapons of War Dream with Warning of Darkness. And this is 1/8/23. But we will pray first, and I ask that you pray also the Holy Spirit would be with us and lead us and guide us in all things. Because his Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, as John 14:6 says. Holy Spirit, I ask in Jesus' name you lead this prayer. Father God, I come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I don't like having to share things like this, but I will be obedient, and I pray for your perfect will to be done in all things, and that this word, this dream, that these all reach whomever you have declared and decreed for them to reach. And I pray that they receive it with open ears, hearts that are softened to the truth, and eyes that see the truth. Lord, I pray you grant them understanding of these things. And if any person that hears this is not right with you, is backslidden, or is deceived, Father, or if in any way they need you for salvation, I pray that you make yourself known to them and meet their every need, Lord. And I pray that if they need salvation, they would come running to you, Lord. Come running to you before it's too late. All they have to do is just repent and ask you, Jesus, into their heart. Now, Father God, I am aware of the battle that rages around me and around all saints. I am aware that this is a non-stop battle. A non-stop battle for the lost to try to make the Christians fall. It is a battle. It is a battlefield. And you have told me over every video, every word, everything to pray over it, because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and to try to snatch things as the sower went out and sowed. So
some fell on good ground, some fell on the hard ground, and some fell on that grew, but only for a little season. And then the enemy came and snatched it out. Lord, I'm praying you send this to fertile ground in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus, every plot, plan, arrow, dart, every gin, every snare laid out, every warrant sent out to try to destroy me and my family, this ministry and all I love, by the power of Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus, I cancel and crush them and make them of no effect. Every witchcraft spell, every witchcraft incantation, every sorcery, wizardry, you're nothing against the power of God. You can't get past the bloodline, that blood of Jesus. And I pleaded over myself, my family, and my friends. I petition and ask the Lord to keep us covered in it in the name of Jesus, because it does more than just save and cleanse. It is protection and it heals. And it is a powerful weapon in our arsenal. A weapon in that it can be a shield. And just as your blood that you have created in us, Father, just as the blood that courses through our veins is used to protect and ward off sin, so is the blood. The white blood cells come and aid and fight off infection, fight off disease. How much more will the precious blood of Jesus do, being God and man both? Father, I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Now, every demon spirit, every spirit of the hierarchy of Satan that would come against this video, come against me, this ministry, and all these people, beloved people, saint or sinner one, Lord, I cancel it, and I bind your demonic spirits. I loose you off these people, off their minds, off their lives, and I bind you, and I wrap you in everlasting chains, according to Jude 1:6. Jude 1:5, and in the name of Jesus, 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 whom my soul loveth, I take authority over you, because in Philippians 2:9-11, Father God gave Jesus a name above all names, that at the name of Jesus, demons tremble, which means, Lord, as you showed me, they convulse in fear and run. God, in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The weapons may be formed, may be allowed to form, but they do not prosper. Because even in death, we are victorious through Jesus Christ. To live for Him and to die is gain. I give you praise for this, Lord. Now I take these demonic forces, these entities, and I take the sword of the Spirit, and I make quick work. I chop your head off, and I stomp your head with my feet, because we have been given power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, as Luke 18 tells us, and I do this literally in the Spirit, in Jesus' name. And now I take the sword, and I just chop you up in little pieces, and cast you bound forever till your time of judgment at the seat of Satan's power, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, every place has been vacated by these foul spirits. I loose, according to Matthew 18:18, I loose your Holy Spirit. I ask you, Father God, I loose you, meaning I ask you in Jesus' name, to come back down into the dominion of man, because you have given dominion of this earth to man, and Satan stole it. But those that have received you have that dominion restored, that right to speak our nature, to speak and do in your name, to do as you did, Jesus, when you walked this earth. So I ask, Father God, I loose you, make you free, give you permission to do whatever you need to do in this world of man, to see your perfect will be done, because it will be done regardless. But you choose to work through people at times. So, Father, I give you praise, I give you freedom, and I pray, God, wherever people need healing, you send healing. They need financial blessings, Lord. I pray you fill them with the financial need to be met, Lord. If they need food, fill that need. If they need lodging, Father God, you are the supplier of all our needs. All our needs. He said you will supply all of our need, N-E-E-D, which is made up of needs, many needs. And you are faithful to meet every one. So I give you praise, Lord. I give you praise. And I pray again, let your perfect will be done on earth, as it is in heaven, in all things. in all things. We don't have to understand things all the time fully. We simply have to trust and know we are held by the hand that created it all. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You are good. You are good. Even in judgment, you are good. You are good to warn us, Lord. I praise you. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord, for the milk. Yes, I like milk. All right. Again, I had laid down. I'm going to read what I wrote. And the first time I dreamed this, 6:25 p.m., and then at 7:38 p.m. And again, this is called the Weapons of War Dream with Warning of Darkness. It's a warning of the 3 days of darkness. Some information he gave me. And also, Lord willing, I have a few bullet points with this. I have laid down around 5:40 p.m. because I felt extremely tired. I had sought you, Jesus, if it was okay to lay down, which you had told me yes. I seek him about everything. As I prayed over myself in my sleep, I had told you, my lovely Jesus, if there's anything else you wanted to show me or anything else I needed to give warning to, then I'm available. Make yourself available to the Lord. He loves to talk. He loves to spend time with you. My life is yours. And with this being said, my lovely Jesus, I dreamed the same dream twice. First, I woke around 6:25 p.m., and with this dream vivid and fully real, I asked you, my love, my sweet holy Jesus, do I need to sit up and write what I had dreamed down? No, my love, my daughter, get some more rest. Okay, sweet Jesus, I had said as sleep began overtaking me, as I began drifting off to sleep again, I said softly in my mind, Jesus, if you want me to remember this dream, then Holy Spirit, my friend, will bring it back to my memory, as your word says in John 14:26. Or you can give it to me again. That's what I said as I was going off to sleep. Well, sweet Jesus, you did. You gave it to me again, the whole complete dream, and I remember it as John 14:26 tells me I will, if it's from you. So thank you, Holy Spirit, my friend. You are welcome, daughter of faith, of grace, of mercy, of wisdom, of understanding, of love and faithfulness. Now I'm standing also on 2 Corinthians 13:1, which partly says, out of the mouth of two more witnesses shall every word be established. Here's a dream you gave me, my love. Holy Spirit, take over and lead, please. I dreamed I was in the mountains I grew up in that I love so much, at one of my sister's homes. Her house, which was our parents' home, sits atop a hill in reality. But in this dream, it sat high upon a mountaintop. I was there, but she couldn't see me. I knew in this dream I'm here to observe only right now. I am drawn to a large kitchen window above the sink. The curtains are parted, and I can see out from the window a view of the mountains and houses located below here and there. It is dark outside, yet I see everything as if it's during the light of day. Jesus, why am I here? I hear no response, yet I feel a quick nudge, my Holy Ghost knower, as I like to call it, when I get the feeling to keep watching outside. I sense something has happened, but at a far distance, miles and miles away possibly, yet I know it's about to show its ugly face, or I would not be drawn to keep watching the outside view. Suddenly, I see something in the distance that's moving, and moving fast. I hear a low rumbling noise. It's a cloud, a huge gray mushroom cloud, and it's headed this way. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, I see the cloud as it comes racing toward these mountains I love so well. Jesus, I screamed out, you promised to protect this land and other areas in different places to keep as a safe area for your people to worship you freely as the end time progresses. What's happening? It's a bomb, a nuclear bomb that's been dropped on us. This time my sweet Jesus responds, I always keep my promises, my daughter, for I am truth and cannot lie, because my holy being can never contain sin. Now watch, and I shall show you in the coming days how in some areas I shall keep my promises and protect that which I call mine, that are mine. The angry cloud is billowing and coming fast. I felt myself bracing internally, even though I know I am protected here. As the billowing, toxic, deadly cloud reaches the edge of the property line of this community, I see a yellowish glow become evident to my eyes that repels the cloud, and it does not enter these mountains. I watch as it starts going over this area, and I realize this community is covered by this yellow glow, as if we are inside a bubble. It's the angel barrier. The angel barrier is Jesus. This is what you have shown me you would use to protect such places as this, but also to protect individuals that prayer has covered. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I watch as the whole sky is covered by this massive gray cloud that I can see in the distance far beyond my natural eyesight's ability, as if it has left a light layer of snow, dirty snow, everywhere it passed, outside of the angel barrier. Wow, Jesus, your angel barriers are awesome, I said, in amazement, as the cloud continued moving over the mountains. Wait, Jesus, why am I here? This would mean at least one of the coming weapons from the sky has fallen, or something else caused this. Will your bride, your true bride, be here to endure this? I asked him in alarm. Little daughter of mine, in your heart you have wondered what it would look like when my angel barriers begin protecting against man's weapons of mass destruction powered by the nuclei. Even though you will not be here, my daughter, and even though you did not ask, I have brought you here to witness it for yourself. Many of my own who are not ready for my return, even yet, after all they are about to go through upon your world as darkness of 3 days, descends. Also who after my return have come and gone, and they finally repent, it's good for them to have an understanding of what is to come. Many of my children do not believe they will have to endure any type of testing in these days of trying, of early tribulation. Yet they are fighting on every side the enemy like never before. This is part of it, yet they choose not to see it. Now the world is about to enter a trying of tribulation times, as 3 days of darkness descends. Even though my children shall have light and be protected, it does not mean it will not be a testing and trying for you as you sense the evil existence outside of, around you. As you sense the evil existence outside around you, but never touching you if you are obedient to me and stay inside. Obedience is the key to surviving in me faithfully. As you are safe inside your homes, your minds will travel to those you love and know who are not with you. It will be a time for my people to cry out for the lost as a whole body, but also a time of witnessing to those unsaved or in a backslidden state and lead them to my loving arms. As those who are not saved but are inside endure the outer darkness, their minds will be attacked by fear. The darkness is the outer darkness from hell that demons exist in and is alive. The unsaved shall wail and gnash upon their teeth. They shall wail, Some will be driven to madness. Some will repent and return to me, while others will even curse me further and stiffen their necks further to my love. Rebellion has a powerful hold on many people. It is a wicked, evil spirit that is equal to the sin of witchcraft in people. My people, my creation. But even in some who manage to hold on to their stiff-necked rebellious pride, upon coming out of the 3 days of darkness, only to enter into the nation of America of Babylon and others into the hell of war on your earth, some will finally relent, casting off their foolish pride and rebellious spirit, after all they have lost and been stripped bare of, will bend their knees to me, their holy God and Creator. I will wrap them in my loving arms when they accept me, Jesus, into their hearts, and will begin healing their wounds. I will take care of mine, even those who are left behind, leaving none alone, as many shall give their life for my name's sake, Jesus, and my holy word. Many, I say, but also the few left upon your world. Okay, then I woke at that time, and then I dreamed the dream again, but with more to it. So after I dreamed to the point where Jesus was talking, I woke at 12:49 a.m. on 1-8-23 this morning. I dreamed the angel bearer. I called it the angel bearer dream. The angel bearer dream again, but with more to it. And I have been laying here tossing and turning, praying about what I am seeing. This is the rest of the dream. I see a long, narrow tube of sorts, white in color. It isn't smooth, but has grooves and indentions all upon it. There are three metal-type handles, for lack of better words, or fins, I don't really know, for them that sits near the top. Possibly there's another, making a total of four, but I can't see the other side for verification processes. This is somehow being dropped from the sky. It separates to reveal a smaller but sturdier thin metal type rod. The metal rod inside becomes separated from the white case and begins falling by itself, falling swiftly to the ground, making a deadly blow plus what sounds like a loud clap of thunder. The moment it impacts the earth, the results are massive, and devastation and destruction are the results. Now the sky is full of many of them falling. Where are these, Jesus? What land are they descending upon? There are so many, Jesus. The ends of the rods appear to be flat and smooth. The metal rods, smooth on the metal rods. So when it hits the ground, it makes a good, sturdy impact. Then I heard, rod of God. I'm seeing one rod, rod of God. And dozed off back to sleep. I woke again on 1-8-23 at 5:31 a.m. I had dreamed the same dream, all the way through with the rod of God with it. I dreamed the dream again of the mushroom cloud, the metal rods that fall from the skies, but also I saw what looks like 12 of these rod of God. So 12 it'd be rods of God. And what looks like 12 of these rod of gods or metal rods that are dropping from the sky as a weapon. But they are divided into two groups of six. Each group in this dream are held together by a plastic holder that reminds me of what is used to hold the six-pack of aluminum cans of Cokes or other soft drinks. When these metal rods hit the ground after being released from the heavens, the skies, each one does colossal damage, major damage to whatever region they hit. I hear the word titanium. Even though they appear to be small in size and slender, they really are not. Excuse me. But they are thick and wide. They look like a light pole or a telephone pole, something like that inside. Excuse me. Even though they appeared to be small in size and slender, they really are not, but thick and wide. They had looked that way from the side view from the far distance I was seeing them after the momentarily seeing the white round case that separated. They, the metal rods, the rods of God, I kept hearing also hammer of God, are round, and the hammer of God is something else. And I believe it has to do with, it's in space, but the Lord has not revealed all that to me yet. Rods of God are round, smooth, except for the handle pieces, I call them, that are near the top side when it's falling downward from the sky. Whose weapons are they, Jesus, my love? What country has these types of weaponry? Your United States, my love, my daughter. But so does the bear, the land of the bear. Russia, Jesus? Yes, daughter, Russia. Lord, they are grouped in groups of six. Are they six for both the U.S. and Russia? Or did they have more? The six each is what they shall use sometime in the near future, right? Each country has the capability from their satellite in the skies, my heavens above, to drop the total number of six upon your planet. But will they use them all? Why do that? They cause so much destruction and devastation. So do the weapons of the nuclear sort. Both cause mass destruction, but the rods have not the poisonous side effects of the nuclear types. Will they use them, Jesus? Yes, daughter, they will. And with the force of their impact, of those they use combined with the force of the nuclear weapons that have been used, the earth will no longer rotate or spin upon her axis smoothly, but will stagger to and fro like that of a man full of strong drink. Oh, no, Jesus. Will they use all of them? No, daughter. But each side will use enough to affect the world's natural rotation that I have established for it upon its creation. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is it not found written within my holy word in the book of Isaiah that the earth would do so? Yes, daughter, it is. Jesus, it is in Isaiah 24:22. Yes, daughter, it is. How many will be released, Jesus? Where will they be released? What locations? The how many is of no need for you to know. At this time, your nation shall already be greatly devastated by the use of the weapons of the nuclei. The land of the bear will have endured much damage in areas to their land as well. A time of deep sorrow for your world. This is the world that Antichrist shall reign and rule in. After the strikes and attacks on your land and your fall from dominant world power, all within the space of 1 hour, other nations will be clamoring for peace, in fear the earth will be totally destroyed. It is. They just don't really realize it until a latter moment in time. A new earth I bring down in the end that has never known the touch of sin or the sting of death. This I do for my people, my beloved people who were found faithful in me. That was the dream that I had. And again, I prayed each time. I drifted off sleep in between the one, but I dreamed it at 6:25 p.m., 7:38 p.m. on 1/7/23. And then they woke me up at 12:49, and the rest of it came because I had the dream prior, and then the other was added to the end of it. I was at 12:49 this morning. And then again at 5:31 a.m. this morning. So I'm laying it before you and asking you to pray about it. Don't take my word. You lay it before the Lord. Now, I do have verses that he gave me. And for those of you in the hourglass vision, I had misquoted the Daniel verse. It is Daniel 2, verse 21 and 22. I apologize for that. I had wrote, when I looked down, the L looked like a 1, and I apologize. I am not known for my neat handwriting, but praise God it's readable. All right, the verses. Revelation 24, Psalms 3, Acts 2, 20 through 21, Matthew 25, 30, John 14, 26, 2 Corinthians 13, 1, excuse me. Thank you, Lord. Exodus 10, 21, 23, Job 3, 9, Zechariah 14, 12, Deuteronomy 7, 9, Job 5, 14, Job 12, 25, Luke 21, 9, Acts 4, 10 through 12, Isaiah 60, 2, Revelation 6, 9 through 11, Revelation 7, 14, Revelation 21, 1 through 2. And a few bullet points that I have. Okay, number one, I knew from a previous dream that angel berries are made of God's glory and Jesus' blood and appear yellow around an inanimate object and clear to a body with life in it. To the eyes that see, God allows, to the eyes that God allows to see into a spiritual realm. And I believe that that other dream was a nation, a world that forgets God dream. I don't have the date on there, but that is the one where the Lord showed me how the angel bearers were made. And nothing can penetrate them. Nothing. Number two, I heard rod of God when he was showing me the one metal rod in this dream. I did a search, and in reality, there is a weapon called rods of God, which are a kind of space-based kinetic energy weapon concept. Number three, when dropped, the rods of God made of tungsten can reach a maximum velocity of Mach 10 at the end stage and produce a kinetic energy equivalent to 11.5 tons of TNT when hitting a target comparable to that of a tactical nuclear weapon without causing any radioactive contaminations. It's just as bad. Number four, due to the high speed and small radar cross section, this weapon is extremely difficult to defend from. Number five, I heard lithium for the rods, but it says they are made of tungsten. So I prayed and talked with my lovely Jesus this morning, and he said it is a combination of both lithium and tungsten. I don't know if that's for just America's or Russia's, or that's just all he told me. Lithium and tungsten. Number six, both Russia and America had six of these rods of God, but I don't know which I saw falling with the white case at first. He did not identify which country I was seeing. And when I saw them grouped in six, it was just the rods with the little, I call them handles or fins, or, you know, on the very end. And when they're falling, like say for instance they're falling, this is where like the handles or whatever's at. Number seven, I could see through the angel bearer, but nothing from the cloud touched the mountains in any way it was protecting. So when I was looking up, even though I was looking in, you know, outside, and I kind of looking up, the cloud, all that smoke, that mushroom was coming. It never, I mean, you could see it just going over that protective bubble area, and it was a big, covered the whole community area. And I'm not saying the name on purpose. But that's the power of our God. And it's more than just here in Tennessee. There's places God has called, that he's calling for safe places or camps. Some people call them camps. So that even during these times, his children can worship freely. They can be provided for and be protected. So seek the Lord. There are even, I mean, there's homes It's not just camp set up. God will have, he will ensure that those that trust him that may have been found with spot or blemish on their garment, sin in their life, unrepentant sin, maybe even sin they didn't realize. And I'm gonna hit unforgiveness and bitterness. Those will keep you out of heaven because they are sin. Jesus is not going to take a sin-stained bride with him. That's why you repent often and you pray often. You pray without ceasing. Proverbs 3, 5, 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. That's another way of saying also pray without ceasing. So, you're going to work. Keep your mind on the Lord. Acknowledge him. Put him first. Lord, thank you for this day. Help me, Lord. You know, lead me, Lord. Let me be used of you, Lord. Keep me from falling into any traps in Jesus' name. Everything's prayed in Jesus' name. Jesus has been given that name above all names. I don't need to go into some teaching. I'm not teaching. I just share. I'm not a teacher. With that being said, God will take care of his own. And he is already making arrangement for those he knows that's going to be left behind. And those that's going to come to him during that time. Because there will be tribulation saints. But with that being said, I ask you to pray and seek the Lord on all these things. I have to warn. Whether you receive it or not, I have to warn. I answer to Jesus, and I answer to him on Judgment Day. And if I don't warn, and you don't make it to heaven, then your blood is on my hands. If I warn, whatever you do with it is between you and God. I will be obedient to my lovely Jesus, regardless of the cost. I will. I love him. I love him and I will serve him to my last breath. Whether it be in rapture, whether it be in death, I'm all in. I'm all in. With all that's coming upon this world, if you do not know Jesus, if you do not know him as your Savior, if you do not have that peace that passes all understanding, I invite you today to accept him into your heart. Everything you've done, if you've not blasphemed the Holy Spirit, if you have not taken the mark, and I'm not talking about the C blank, 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 1-9 thing. That is the preliminary. That is not the actual mark. That's still not good for you. Full of many evil things and is building your body up to that. With that being said, if you've not blasphemed the Holy Spirit, the mark is not here yet because Antichrist is not, you have to have Antichrist in reign for that mark to be up here. If you haven't, if you're still breathing, and in some cases Jesus can bring you back to life, there's still hope. If you've murdered, if you've committed adultery, if you've sinned, if you're harboring unforgiveness, if you've been a pedophile, that's still forgivable. That's still forgivable. All you have to do is repent. Ask Jesus to come into your heart, wash you clean and forgive you. Mean it. Profess that he is Lord of Lords and Lord of your life. It's that simple. John 3:16, one of the greatest verses. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever calleth on him shall not perish, a promise, but have everlasting life. That does not mean once you get saved it's going to be easy. It means he will walk with you and help you. And that does not mean once you're saved, you can keep committing sin. if you commit sin after you've been saved, you need to go back to the cross and ask forgiveness again. Because your name can be blotted out, or Moses would not have asked the Lord to blot his name out when the Lord was going to strike the children of Israel and make a nation out of him. I believe that's in Exodus or Deuteronomy. Exodus, yes. So, I invite you to accept Jesus into your heart. When you have Jesus as your Lord and Savior, everything you go through, you have someone going through it with you. But inside that, it's like when this world is a raging hurricane, and it is, it's full of much tribulation, much damage, much. You have this swirling like tornado or hurricane. In the eye of that hurricane, in the eye of that tornado, is the perfect peace you can have of God. Philippians 4:7, the peace of God passes all understanding. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. You can have peace in times of death, in times of war, in times of sorrow, in times of hurricanes, in times of raging fires. You can have the peace of God. And you know how you keep it? Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. If you don't have peace, you need to refocus. If you know Jesus, keep your mind on Jesus. Keep your mind on Jesus. Get your mind off of the things going on. Focus on Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Obedience is the key. And when you love Jesus with all your heart, being obedient is something you want to do. All right, from Tennessee, I pray that the Lord bless and keep you. I'm praying for all. Just so you know, all the donations that come in, I'm praying and seeking the Lord what to do. We're being obedient. We're helping many, many ways. Also, preparations for Left Behind. All the gifts, all the prayer requests, we're praying over them. We don't always get to answer right away, but they are being prayed over. So just understand, we are praying. We are praying. We are praying. We are praying. And we will pray for God's perfect will to be done. So don't just assume they're going to be answered the way we all think they should be. They'll be answered the way God knows in the end is going to be best for everybody. Learn to pray precision prayer too, because that makes a difference. All right, stay under the blood. Know that in all things God is good. My heart is grieved for our world, but I still take joy in our Savior. From Tennessee, God bless.